I'm sitting with DJ Drex and John Slaughter of the Poetic Justice.
Yes, sir.
Of Portland. And they're sponsoring a benefit show this Friday, and it's entitled "The Honoring the Heroes and Victims of the Max Tragedy."
That's right.
So let's start out, for our listeners who don't know, gentlemen, how about a little background on Poetic Justice itself?
Poetic Justice is it's a continuation of the poetry scene and the art scene here in Portland. To tell you the truth, I was actually in a buddy of mine's bedroom, Adrian Wright, and you know, I was literally spitting poetry for him for about like a couple of hours. And so he was like, "We need to do something." And you know, he thought of the concept of Poetic Justice primarily because of, you know, what's been going on justice-wise in our country. And poetically, it's for me, I use Poetic Justice as a platform for anyone to be able to come and share artistically their voice.
Super. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
I know that this Friday your organization is hosting a benefit show that's called the quote, "The Heroes and Victims of the Max Tragedy."
Yes.
Tell me how this came about.
Well, Micah Fletcher, who is the third victim and survivor of the tragedy, he is a Poetic Justice poet and an activist, good friend of mine. And so when this happened, the first thing I thought of was, what can I do? I know Micah very well. I was at the hospital that Saturday when it happened. I thought of, what could I do? And a buddy of mine, you know, he actually gave me the idea. He was like, "Slaughter, you know so many people in Portland, you should do a benefit show." And it kind of just organically came that way. And I literally put a post out there on Facebook, a call into arms. So who would love to come out and be a part of this? And we have a fantastic lineup. You will never see a lineup like this in Portland, I don't think, in a long time ever again.
So one of the things, a fair amount of money has already been raised so far from Muslim Education Trust and other groups.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But in addition to money, is there, you know, also a focus on raising awareness as part of this?
Definitely,
very much so. So as PJ, as Poetic Justice is that platform for people to come and speak, it is definitely a time in which we want to be able to, number one, celebrate, mourn, but then also raise the awareness of what's going on in our city, to be able to galvanize in a way in which music does that. Right. And to be able to, for individuals, and Micah, he will be there, right, for us to be able to stand together in one community and say, you know what, we will not accept hate. We will not accept racism in our city, and be able to spread that, the message of love and peace.
You mentioned that Micah is a friend of yours and a member of the group.
Yes.
And he came out this past week pretty strongly with what I think is actually a pretty interesting and actually a terrific statement.
Yes.
Where he said, and I'm going to read this,
please,
because I don't want to blow the quote.
No, please do.
"We in Portland have this weird tendency to continue patterns that we've done forever, and one of them is the same old, just to put it bluntly, white savior complex." He then went on to say that people should be focusing on the two teenage girls more. "I want you to imagine that for a second, being a little girl on that max." John, when you came in the other day, you came in with your daughter.
I did.
And so, you know, my question for you is, as a black man in Portland and the father of a young girl.
Three.
So what do you, what's your thought about Micah's position?
I'm going to correct that. I have an older foster daughter that is my daughter. I will say this, and I will expand on his question. Imagine being related to one of those ladies, and imagine being a father or mother and having a daughter that is on that max and they are being harassed. And so I only get emotional sometimes because I preach and teach to my daughters every day. I preach and teach when we're out or in Poetic Justice or in my coaching to be better. And this foundation of wanting to make sure that we are better as a people. I think about if I was on that max, and I think about if my daughter was on that max, and my friends and family, Micah is a good friend of mine and on that max, what would you do? Now, to tell you the truth, it's way before that, because Micah is right. And one of the things that we have to talk about and deal with in the city is those underlining things we don't want to talk about. Yeah. White privilege, racism, the things that happen in this blue state. And so what Mike is talking about is not dealing with and sweeping under the rug the issues of how this actually started and just praising the heroes. Oh, I praise the two gentlemen that are deceased. I praise Micah for helping out. I praise the other individuals that came to their aid. But this started from a white man having issues with brown people,
right,
brown ladies. Now, we need to talk about that, because as we talk about all the things that are going on in our country, Portland, Oregon is one of those hot spots. We're seen as extra liberal but progressive. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's talk about some of those issues and progressive issues that get laced over, that just get glossed over, because we don't want to talk about racism. We don't want to actually call out people's cards.
But you know, I think that's an important point that he makes and that you make. The actual victims of the attack were the two girls.
Yes.
And if it hadn't gone any further, we wouldn't know about it, but that wouldn't have been any less traumatizing for them. So, and that brings me to the obvious question.
Yes, sir.
Logistics. When, where, time?
Oh, I got you, Ray. It's Friday at the Friday. Roseland. This Friday, doors open at 6 o'clock. We're rocking all night long down at the Roseland. The Roseland's off of 6th and Burnside.
And if folks can't get to the Roseland on Friday, but they do want to support you, what would you ask them to do?
Make a donation.
Make a donation.
Okay.
That's as simple as that.
And that donation should be made to?
That donation, actually, well, so we're gonna make sure we post, because I want to make sure we send the funds to the right people. And so if you know of the ladies GoFundMe, I would say directly go right to their page, directly give to the ladies. The funds that are raised for the ladies are substantially less,
right,
than other victims. And so we just want to make sure that people are being taken care of, that we're giving, and we're giving to the right areas.
Thank you, John. Thank you, DJ Drex. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.